Good to be saved tonight.
Amen.
It'll even be gooder to be saved when it comes parting time.
Amen. Amen.
Yep, it'll be good to be saved when it comes parting time.
Amen.
Dr. Vance Havner said one time preaching that preachers ought to try to put the cookies on the bottom shelf so everybody in the church could get one. That was his way of saying you ought never try to preach above the people, but make preaching as simple as you possibly can so everybody can understand it, the old and the young alike. And that's what I did this morning, very simple. And that's what my plans are tonight, is to preach a very simple message to you, another little gospel message that the Lord laid on my heart. And I want to try to preach to you tonight. I want you to turn to 1 John, if you would. 1 John in chapter number 5.
Amen.
And we'll read one verse of Scripture again tonight. 1 John chapter number 5. And I want to read verse number 13. 1 Amen. John chapter 5 and verse number 13. The Bible said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name
Amen.
Of the Son of God."
Amen.
Now may the Lord add His blessings to that Scripture text. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I am thankful, Lord, for the songs that we've sang tonight, and those that sang special music that's graced our hearts as well. I'm thankful, Lord, for the people that have taken time out of their life to come to the house of God, to be faithful, Lord, to your service. I don't take that lightly. I'm thankful there's someone here tonight that I can preach to, and someone listening, no doubt, by the radio that I can preach to. And I pray, Lord, that you'll bless me with all joy and all grace and all power, that I might be a blessing to the listeners tonight. And I'd pray, Lord, for those that may be under the sound of my voice that's without God. They've never been saved. They're sinners. They've never been lifted from sin, never been born again. May this be the glorious night of their life when Jesus passes by their way and by grace lifts them out of sin and bathes them in the blood that's been drawn from Emmanuel's veins and cleanses them from every stain and every spot. I pray tonight for Thy people, Lord, that may be fighting difficulties in their own life, problems and trials and heartaches. I pray for them in a special way, Father, that You speak to them, bless them and help them, strengthen them. I pray for revival in the church. Lord, I fear that nothing short of revival, we're going to have revival in the house of God. And I pray, Lord, that You'd raise our spirits and bless us tonight in the Word of God. Help me tonight with liberty. I pray for Your divine power and presence. I pray for extra grace tonight and help from Thee. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. I want to read the verse one more time, where the Bible said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." Notice these next words in this next phrase, "that ye may know." That ye may know.
Amen.
That ye may know what, Brother John? That ye may know that ye have eternal life. And that ye may believe on the name Amen. Of the Son of God. I preached this morning on some articles of persuasion. Some things that had persuaded me that God is able to keep that which we have committed unto Him against that day. And I want to try to preach tonight. I feel like the Lord has definitely laid this on my heart. And I want to try to preach tonight on a simple thought on some things I know. John said here that you may know.
Amen.
And I want to preach tonight on some things that I know. I'm not guessworking them. I know them.
Amen.
And I know them because they're recorded in the Word of God. And I know them because the Spirit of God bears witness with what I've read and has confirmed in my heart that what I believe is right. And so I want to try to preach for a little while some very simple, simple thoughts that I hope will be a blessing to you. Let me say a few things about 1 John. 1 John is a family letter from the Father. And he is writing to his little children who are in this world. And I'm glad that I can say tonight that we're not only God's child, but he looks at us as little children. Just little born again ones.
Yeah.
And that's right. And I believe he uses that term, little children, because it's a more endearing word. I believe, has with it more compassion and more love. We're apt to care more and be concerned more about these little ones around here than we are the elders. And we're surely prone to show them more love and affection than what we are the elders. And so John is writing here to the little children of the Lord who are in the world. And I'd say, with the exception of the Song of Solomon, 1 John is probably the most intimate of all the other inspired writings in the Word of God. John's gospel leads us across the threshold of the house of God. But 1 John makes us feel at home there. Thank God, I'm glad that we can cross the threshold of the house of God. And not only cross the threshold, but feel at home when we get there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want anybody in this church tonight to feel like they're not at home at Island Ford Baptist Church.
Amen.
This is not my house, and this is not necessarily the members' house. This is the house of God.
Amen.
And we are God's little children.
Amen.
God's born again ones. And we ought to feel comfortable when we come here. God help us when we come to church and feel like that we're in a straitjacket.
Amen.
When we're so stiff and so starchy that we feel like we're up at the first church.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give you a dime a dozen for those kind of churches.
Amen.
I like to come to the house of God where there is a free spirit.
Amen.
I preached this years ago and harped on it. That I wanted a free spirit in this church, that men and women can feel free to worship God according to the dictates of their heart. And as long as it lines up with the Word of God, I can say amen to it.
Amen.
I wouldn't want anybody to feel like they've got to come and sit like they're in a straitjacket or sit like they're in some dignified gathering with somebody that lives above them. I've been there. I've been in places before, not necessarily in churches, but I've been in places before where I've been around people that I felt like that they believed they were just a few feet higher than what I was. In other words, they were just a little higher they were a little higher in society than what I am.
Yeah.
You ever been there? I've been to a few of our political gatherings and been around people that their nose, I'm telling you, was really puffed. Now, it wasn't, but it was. And they were wrinkled up pretty high. To me, they felt like they were better than I am. I don't want anybody, any members of our church, to ever come to Island Ford Baptist Church and take the idea that somebody here is better than what they are. Oh, no. We come to the house of God and feel at home here.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is our home.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody said, "No, Brother Hall, this is not our home. I beg to differ with you. You live in a house. This is our home."
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. This is God's house. And by the way, David said that he would dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yeah.
And if we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, then we ought to feel comfortable dwelling in this house at Island Ford Baptist Church.
Amen.
I don't want to tarry too long on that. I want to reiterate, I don't want anybody to come here, visitors or otherwise, and feel like that they're in a straitjacket and they cannot be themselves in the house of God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God made every one of us different. There's not any of two of us exactly alike. And we ought to be able to come to God's house and be what we are and be what God's made us and worship God in spirit and in truth in the house of God. Amen and amen and amen. That's right. Now, John uses a very tender little word here, a very endearing word, for the word children. And as I've already said, it means literally born again ones. And when I like to count, I look, born again ones were children. And so our King James Bible is right on the barrelhead there. When he called us his little children. And by the way, I really believe, if my memory is correct, that the term my little children is mentioned 7 times in this book. And so he's writing to my little children. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, I believe it's safe to say that John here is writing to Christians. And he uses the word know. Get this now. I'm about to get to my verse. He uses the word know at least 26 times in these 5 chapters. And I believe when something is mentioned that many times, the Lord wants us to know some things. When there's 5 chapters and the word know is mentioned 26 times, he did not just put that word there to fill up space. He put that word there, ladies and gentlemen, that we may know some things. I'm satisfied that one of the greatest problems in our churches today is people that entertain doubts and fears constantly about their salvation. They worry themselves sick about whether they've ever been saved. I want to say to you, nail that thing down. He said, I have written unto you that ye may know that you have eternal life. Write her down, mark her down. He's written to us that we may know that we have eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's right. You know that tonight? Or are you hoping you know that tonight? Praise God, Jesus wants you to know that tonight. He doesn't want you living in fear. He wants you living in joy. And He wants you to know without a doubt that your trip to Calvary was not in vain. But when you come down from that hill, you came down a born again one, a child of God, bathed in the blood of the Lamb, and birthed into the family of God. He wants you to know that. Amen. That's right. If you'll know that for sure, I guarantee you it'll give you a whole lot more joy. You better believe it will. May I say this to you tonight, that Armenians have, and I think I'm pronouncing this word right, a Slavic salvation. The word Slavic, I'm talking about slaves. Armenians are working to get saved. They're working to stay saved, and that makes them a slave to their works. Now, thank God I'm a bond slave, but it's not to my works. I'm a bond slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I put my ear against the doorpost, and He's put an awl through my ear, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody said, how's that? Because I never want to leave Him. Praise God, I'm satisfied being a bond slave of the Lord Jesus. I'm satisfied being a prisoner of Christ. I'm satisfied of serving Him in the capacity that He's called me to. Amen. That's right. Armenians are slaves to their works. I asked one of them one time. I said, you say you can lose your salvation? Oh, yeah. I said, well, how many sins does it take to lose it? Well, I don't know. Well, what one sin does it take to lose it? Well, I don't know. I'm going to tell you, if you don't know, you got problems, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know why you believe what you believe, you got problems. I'm glad I know. I believe why I know what I believe out of the Bible. And I know why I believe it. Hallelujah to God. As I believe it was maybe it was Peter, I don't know. And his writing said, we ought to be ready to give an answer to every man for the truth that lies within us. Praise God, I'm ready. I can tell them, look them in their eyeballs and tell them, that I've been to Calvary, hallelujah, and that I know without a doubt I'm a born again born of Almighty God. Amen. I'm not a slave to work. So I, praise God. It's a joy for me to work for Jesus. Lord, it'll be a joy for all of us to do everything we can around the house of God. Let me just hit that a lick. Praise God, while I'm there. Hey, amen to God. We ought to be willing to do everything we can do at church. It ought to be our life. If we're going to dwell in God's house forever, it just stands to reason we ought to get in tune down here. And we, hey, and if we love God's house like we say we do, then we ought to be willing to come to God's house and work and not murmur and gripe and bellyache about it. Amen. Amen. Thought I'd throw that little plug in. Don't want to get too sweet. Y'all forget I'm a pastor. Sure the word. Now, he used the word no 26 times in this little book.
Amen.
He does so to give assurance to us in our Christian life. To know something, to know something for fact, to know it, erases all doubt. And when doubt is defeated, it brings forth peace. Hallelujah to God. Let me just back up and preach there a little while. I'm glad, thank God, there's peace in my heart tonight. I have got peace with God, and I have got the peace of God that passes all understanding. Amen. There's two different kinds of peace. I made peace with God when I got saved. Thank God. Somebody said, how does a sinner know he's really saved when he gets up from the altar? Oh, some of them know because they speak in tongues, or some of them know because, bless God, something happened, this happened, their ears tinkled, or something this, they had a little trembling up their spine. I'm going to tell you how I know that I know that I know I got saved. It's because there was peace in my heart where there was what? Chaos and confusion, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. God will give you peace in your heart that you've been born again by the grace of God. Amen. I hope everybody in here has made peace with God. Amen. Made peace with God. Got to make peace with... I hope you're... And if you're at peace with a preacher, if you're at peace with God, you'll be at peace with the preacher. Say amen right there. I want to hit that a lick. You can't be out of sorts with a pastor and be right with God. I don't care who you are. Amen. That's right. Well, he picks on me. You better believe I'm going to pick on some of you. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to pick on you. It is my God-given rights from Almighty God and God's purpose for me is to challenge you in your life. Amen. To move you as close to God as what I possibly can. I'm going to tell you, I may preach hard, but I love every one of you in here. And I preach hard because I want you to move up a little closer. I'm resolved no longer to linger charmed by the world that I... Amen. Nor to be our desire to move up close to the heart of God and get rid of every sin and every weight that does so easily beset us. It's my responsibility to remind you of your sins. That doesn't mean I dislike you or I hate you. That means I love you when I preach that word. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, you look mean when you preach. I can't help it. You ever see yourself with what you look like when you preach? Well, I hope some of you ain't. Hallelujah. That's right. Now, he does so to give assurance in our Christian life. We know what we know. It erases doubt. With doubt defeated, peace can rule and reign in our hearts. Now I want to use this text as a springboard. He said, there are these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. How many in here tonight believe on the name of the Son of God? You believe that?
Amen.
Then he is writing to you that you may know, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. That's why he's writing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I'm about ready to preach, I think. Praise God. I've only got three little points and three sub-points under each point, so hang with me. We'll be done here in a little while. Point number one, what do I know? Real deep theology now. Hang right with me. I know Jesus saves old sinners. Now, isn't that deep theology? But I'm putting that cookie on the shelf, friend, where everybody can get a hold of it. You better believe it. Jesus saves old sinners. He didn't come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners to repentance. He didn't come to call those that had made themselves good. He came to call those that were bad, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. And Jesus does save old sinners. Him that cometh unto me, he said, I will in no wise cast out. You need to get a hold of that. I've heard preachers preach that he's talking about eternal salvation. Him that come to me, I'll no wise cast out. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about any sinner that comes to him, he'll not cast him out. God, Christ receiveth sinful men. Amen. Even me with all my sin. I remember that Sunday morning, buddy, when the Holy Ghost passed by my way. Lost and on my way to hell, and I found out that morning that Jesus saves old sinners by grace. Hallelujah. Are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves? It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to God's mercy, he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And somebody say, can I hear a witness? And somebody say amen. Praise God that God saves us. I didn't say old sinners. I said O-L-E sinners. That takes in everybody in here. Hallelujah. Better believe that he does. I'm going to tell you, when he saves them, he gives them eternal life. I'm not an Armenian, buddy. I am a B-A-P-T-I-S-T Baptist. God doesn't give temporary salvation. As I said this morning, he's come to give us life. And that we might have that life more abundantly. And that life that he's given us is his life. Isn't that what he said on the discourse about the bread of life? He said, I am the bread of life that cometh down from God out of heaven. You better believe it, friend. Thank God. He gives his life. In fact, he gave his life and he gives his life. And his life is eternal life. That's the only life he can give. There's nothing temporary or temporal about the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. John said, John 10, chapter 10, verse 27, 28, he said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And guess what? They follow me. If you're a sheep, you're following him tonight. Amen. Come on in the house. Hallelujah. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. Benny, where's your girls at? They're asleep. He used an illustration. And one of the girls then taught him about how we're in Christ. In the hand of Christ. In the hand of God. He took a little coin and put it in that little baby's hand. He said, honey, that's you. He said, you're in Jesus' hand. He said, you're in God's hand. Amen. That's right. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father, which gave them all, is greater than me. I heard a preacher say one time, said if the devil could get to a saved person, he'd first have to come through God. Then he'd have to come through the Lord Jesus. And then he'd have to come through the blood. And if he comes through the blood, he's the same devil. Amen. He ain't coming through the blood. Amen. No, sir, buddy. Thank God. Hey, saved with eternal life. Amen. We ought to act like we got it. But I said in here the other day, Brother Allen says, don't get excited. Don't nobody get too excited. Hey! Don't get excited. You're only going to live as long as God does. That's a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God, I'm telling you, I'm glad I got eternal life. Hey, don't mourn for me if this old body of mine kicks out. Praise God, roll my carcass in here, get a preacher to preach over me, and let her rip, shout it out, run around the casket 4 or 5 times, and shout hallelujah, I'm not in that body, I'm in glory land in the presence of my Lord. That's right, buddy, I'm talking about He gives eternal life. Now, don't nobody leave me now. He not only gives eternal life, He gives enjoyable life. That's right, I enjoy my life in Him. I about wore this verse out, but I'll use it again tonight. John 15:11, these things have I spoken unto you, that you may that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Now, hey, that ain't the verse I want to expound on. Here's the one I want to expound on. Habakkuk 3:17-18. Everybody listen carefully. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. This fella sounds to me like he's got a big problem. That sounds to me like everything in his life has went wrong. I mean, everything he set his hand to has come up empty. The fig trees are barren. The flocks are not given what they ought to give. The vine is dried up. There's no herd in the stall. In other words, he doesn't have one of them things and no place to throw it.
Amen.
I'll let y'all guess what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Amen.
A potty. This guy is belly up with nothing. Sound like any Baptist today? But we ain't got to the bottom part of it yet. Here's what he said in the last part of it. Yet, I don't have a thing, he said. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard and it was bare. I don't have a thing, he said. But yet, will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the Lord of my salvation. Said, I wonder if you've got that kind of salvation tonight. That if your cupboard was bare, your car was empty of gas, the bank payment was due and you was broke, the light bill had already come due and they had turned the lights off, water was shut off, you didn't have a thing going for you, could you still rejoice in the Lord? That's what he said he's doing. I'm telling you, friend, there is something in Jesus and knowing Him that excels any of our troubles in this life.
Amen.
Overpowers any of our problems.
Right.
Overcomes any of our discouraging circumstances of life that we find ourselves in.
Amen.
I mean, in so many words, this guy had nothing. He was on the bed of languishing and affliction. And as the old saying goes, was flat broke. The crops had failed. The herds had all died off. The vines had no grape. There was not one calf in the stall. But he said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And I'm telling you, when God give me something, He give me something to shout about. You all can dry up if you want to, but praise God. You can dry up. I'm getting ready to get cranked up.
Amen.
One of the preachers up there the other night, I forget who it was preaching. And he said that years ago, he lived out on the farm and said his daddy had one of them old tractors. It didn't have a starter or nothing on it. Some of you guys have been there. You have to go out and slip in a crank and you bring that crank and set it up and you crank that thing. And he said that old tractor had to be cranked to get started. He said, some of y'all in here tonight need somebody to crank you. He said, I'd every church ought to have a few cranks in it.
Amen.
Praise God, we need some cranks.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody whose fire will be lit.
Amen.
Somebody that can crack the church. Have you ever been around somebody like that? Then I met some at Tabernacle. I'm talking about old people. And all they had to do was just stand up and shout one time and it went wilder than a guinea around that place. Amen. They were cranks.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so he saves old sinners and gives them eternal life. He saves old sinners and gives them enjoyable life. He saves old sinners and gives them an endearing life. He said in 2 Corinthians 13:11, finally, brethren, farewell, Paul said. This is my last letter to you. Farewell. Thought you wrote, dear John, you'll see my face no more, and I wrote the last letter. Finally, farewell. But then he turned around and said, be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love shall be with you.
Amen.
The God of love. Oh, I'm telling you, his salvation is an endearing salvation. It's an enjoyable salvation.
Amen.
It's an eternal salvation. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
That's right. Miss Hall asked me tonight, said, you got a theme for the meeting? And I said, sit over there, and I said, let me meditate a little while and see what God says. I sat there in that chair and just kept my mouth shut and meditated. It wasn't about 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, God said, here it is. Charity never faileth. Praise God, it won't fail either.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we've got a God of love and we've got a God that loves.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, that's right. And we ought to rejoice in our eternal salvation just knowing God loves us.
Yeah.
With all of our warts and all of our problems and all of our differences, God still loves old sinners.
Yeah.
He died for us.
Amen.
Marched up Calvary's hill.
Suffered
as no man's ever suffered before.
Yeah.
Crowned with a crown of thorns, pierced in his side, beaten with a cat of nine tails,
yeah,
and carried the cross all the way up Calvary's mountain and laid down his life.
Yeah.
And bless your heart, 3 days later, he took it up again,
yeah,
glory to God. And he that was dead is alive forevermore and has the keys of hell and death about his girdle. That's his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. That'd make a dead man get happy, Jake. You know, son, about 2 years ago you was going to hell. Now you're saved and married to a beautiful woman. What God's done for you, boy. You're still looking at her out of different eyes?
Yes.
Yeah, amen. You better be, buddy. Trouble if you love her.
Amen.
What about that?
Amen.
Not long ago, I got a telephone call from Lisa. Me and Miss Hall was off in the meeting. I couldn't tell it was just pandemonium in the background. And I said, Lisa, honey, you're going to have to settle somebody down. I can't understand what you said. She said, I'm not going to taste it. Wait a minute, and you'll know. About that time, another voice went on, Miss Jennifer. She said, Brother Hall, guess what? I got saved tonight. I said, I know why they're having a time up there now. Praise God, I wish I'd have been here with you. Hallelujah. I'd have showed out in a big way. I'm glad when God saves old sinners and gives them eternal life and gives them an enduring life. Amen to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He gives them an eternal life.
Amen.
He gives them an enjoyable life. And he gives them a endearing life.
Amen.
And I want to say the second thing I know. First of all, I know Jesus saves old sinners.
Yeah.
Secondly, I know my journey's been blessed.
Amen.
Buddy, it's been a good trip for me. It's been a long journey. But I've been blessed.
Amen.
How's it go, young people? Walking with Jesus, I have no regrets.
Yep.
Praise God, there ain't nothing like it.
Yep.
Oh, yes, I've been blessed in my journey. Number one, I've been blessed with the forgiveness of sin. The Bible said in Psalm 32:11, blessed is a man whose transgressions is forgiven.
Yep.
Whose sin is covered. Thank God. Hey, it's been such a good journey. What sins are you talking about?
Yes.
They're not under the blood. They're gone.
Yes.
The Old Testament says their sins were under the blood, but ours are gone.
Yes.
Washed away in the blood of the Lamb. Every little old lamb that died, every time they had to pass over, it just pointed to the Lamb of God. And one day old John the Baptist turned around and looked and said, "Hey, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad my sins are forgiven. Yeah. He had a whole lot to forgive, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter whether you're moral or whether you're the wickedest sinner to ever live. It takes the same grace to save one that does them all. Amen. That's right. I don't care if you never tasted liquor in your life, never smoked a cigarette, never said a cuss word, never went to a dance hall, beer joint, never watched television, never went to a theater house. If you've been up right and never smoked a cigarette, I'm telling you, it takes the same grace to save you as it did me.
Amen.
I had a preacher to tell me one time. He said, there won't be 1 ounce of Jesus' blood wasted. And what he's doing is getting over in that hyper just a little bit. And I looked at him and I said, "Well, I'm going to ask you a question. How much blood did it take to save you? Do we measure it out in thimblefuls or what?" I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. There won't be none of his blood wasted.
Amen.
Because it took every drop to save Abel.
Amen.
It took it all to save you and me. You realize if me and you had been the only sinner in the world, he'd have still died for us.
Amen.
That's personal, ain't you?
Amen.
He loved you. He would have died for you. If you'd have been the only sinner in the world, he would have died for you.
Amen.
Praise God, my sins are forgiven. Y'all's going to get a chuckle here in a minute. Been a good journey because my sins are forgiven. Been a good journey because I'm favored by God.
Amen.
Bible said in Psalm 5:12, "For thou wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him as with a shield."
Amen.
Hallelujah. You realize we got a shield around us?
Amen.
We're favored tonight. We're the righteous of God. We've been made righteous.
Amen.
And we're compassed about. God has got a shield about us.
Yes.
Thanks be unto God. It stops every fiery dart of the devil.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. Our life is hid with Christ in God.
Yes.
Can you get a hold of that? That you are in a hiding place and only you and Jesus is all in there, God?
Yes.
Whoa, my Lord. What a place to be somewhere hid with Jesus and the Father. Woo! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Make a man turn a double back flip.
Amen.
Hallelujah! I thank God I found a hiding place where sin cannot molest. Hallelujah! And the devil's not wanted. There's nobody there but me and the Lord. Amen to God. He's like a shield around me. So, my journey. I know my journey's been blessed. I've been forgiven. I've been favored. It said in Psalm 35, "For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life."
Amen.
You've been favored for God. You've got life. In his favor is life. "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy." Woo! "But joy cometh in the morning."
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. He compares this life of ours to just a night.
Yes.
We may weep through the night, but joy is coming in the morning.
Yes.
The sun's coming up again.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Just hang in there and whatever troubles is bothering you, hang in there.
Yes.
Stay with God. Hang with God. Lay with
yes.
God. The sun's coming up in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'll guarantee you, he said, "I'll never forsake you and I'll never fail you." And praise God, he won't. Hallelujah to God. He's going to bless again. He's blessed us once. He can bless us again. He's revived us once. He can revive us again. Amen. I feel crazier than a wild monkey. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I know I'm blessed in the journey because I'm forgiven. Because I'm favored, and because I'm fat. That's right. I'm blessed in this journey because I'm fat.
Amen.
Shame on you, skinny fellas. I stepped on them scales over there tonight and they said 191. I said, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
I said, Jesus must sure do love me.
Amen.
Brother Wayne Smith said this morning, said, I've lost 40 pounds. I said, I found it.
Amen.
Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 28:25. He that is of a can't read more. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife.
Amen.
But he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat.
Amen.
Amen. Are you trusting the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Some of you skinny folks got a long way to go to catch up, buddy. Hallelujah to God. Amen. But that's spiritually fat. He that trusts in the Lord, God will add fatness and marrow to his bones. God will add strength to his life and blessing to his soul. Praise God. Amen. The righteous shall wax fat, ladies and gentlemen. Amen to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I'm favored with fat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Psalm 92:13 says in 14, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Those that stay in the house of God. I don't know about you and your house, but I know. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. And I'll not be coerced by any man.
Amen.
That's right. And I'll not be driven to sorrow by none.
Amen.
I love people and I'll pray for them. But praise God, I'm not going to let problems rob me of my joy.
Amen.
That's right. People break your heart. People that you have loved and labored with and prayed for, they'll break your heart.
Amen. Amen.
And some folks will tell everybody about everything, what they're doing, except telling the man of God.
Amen.
And then you're a mean old man. Come on in the house. That's right. People will break your heart, but I've made up my mind I'm not going to let people rob me of my joy, friend. This journey's been too long, and it's starting to get into short rows. My days are coming down, and I ain't about to go out of here grieved and broken. I'm going out, Brother Tiggs, shouting her out and praising God. Amen. Saved, saved, saved. Now I'm telling you that I love you, all of you, but there ain't nothing you or the devil or anybody else can do about it. I am cradled in the arms of God, my Lord. God is a sun and a shield. He has given grace and glory, and no good thing is He withheld from me. God, He's blessed us, Mama. He's blessed us, baby. Amen. You better believe He has. He's blessed you. Your family's in church tonight. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said you ought to have more dignity. Well, I don't. So you just have to live with it or without it. Planted. Those that are planted. Are you planted here?
Amen.
Are you just drifting through? Son, when I come here almost 19 years ago, I put down roots.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. It's a whole lot cheaper for you to leave than it is for me to move.
Amen.
So I ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. I'm planted. I hope you are.
Amen.
I hope to God every family in this church has got their roots down in this house of God. If you'll stay there and stay with it, when you get old, you'll be fat.
Amen.
And flourishing.
Amen.
I'm closing with this. I know Jesus saves. I know my journey's been blessed. And I know justice will be carried out.
Amen.
God will see to it that justice is carried out.
Amen.
In us and the lost as well.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Judgment will come. And God's payday is not always on Friday.
Amen.
It may come years down the road, but it'll come.
Yep.
If it don't come years down the road, it may come at the white throne judgment.
That's good.
I know that justice will be carried out to unbelievers.
Amen.
For they will spend eternity in hell.
Right.
If you're here tonight and you're an unbeliever, I'm telling you, if you're here tonight as an unbeliever, I believe when the invitation is given, I'd make my way to an altar.
Yeah.
And I'd find God for my life. Because
yeah.
You don't know how long your life is. It's but a vapor that appears
yeah.
for a little while. Jeremiah said it's like the wind.
That's right.
Gone. It was only yesterday that I come to this church and I realized, hey, I was, 41 years old and here I am nearly 60.
Amen.
And it seems like yesterday
that
I stood in the back and told Brother Leonard Kaplan, I said, Leonard, I hope I can manage to stay here 4 years. He said, you'll make it. That's been almost 15 years ago. I'm still here. It seems like only yesterday I was in them rice paddies in Vietnam, and here I am, an old man that's almost 60 years old, just in a few days.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Seems like only yesterday I watched the lady of my life walk down the aisle of a church, and I shared a marriage covenant vows with her.
Yep.
And now here we are, almost 40 years down the road, 3 children behind us, and 14 grandchildren, and the 15th one on the way. And a couple that's already in heaven.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm telling you. It's been a short time, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Listen to what the Bible said. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, that's dopers and druggers,
amen.
And idolaters,
amen.
And all liars shall have
amen.
Their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God will carry out justice.
Amen.
Now I looked up a word in that, it just jumped out at me when I was writing these final things down today. And I'd never thought about it before. Shall be cast into a lake of fire and brimstone. I want everybody to listen to me very carefully. I looked up that word lake, and it means a pond or a lake, large or small. That ain't all it says. And here's really what got me. It takes on the idea of nearness to the shore. And I thought, what? A lake of fire that is near to the shore. I'm nearing the home shore. And the thought that went through my heart, and I wouldn't be dogmatic about this, but I'm wondering if that lake of fire is going to be so close to heaven that they'll be so near to heaven that all eternity that lost crowd will be in hell watching you and I while we enjoy the blessings of God, and they're languishing in a lake of fire without hope. Now, if you got a better idea, you got a better interpretation, let me know. But it literally meant nearness, or nearing, or nearness to the shore. They're not out in the middle of it, folks. They're up around the edge of it. Or it might be that they're there around the shore because they're trying to find a way out of hell, but there ain't any way out of hell. Buddy, there's no golden key to unlock its doors, young people. When you die and go to hell, you're in hell. The rich man lifted up his eyes and hell be in his torment. They might be trying to get out of that place. That's why they're near the shore. And they may be there watching everything going on that we're enjoying. God help us. If I was lost, I wouldn't tarry a minute tonight. I'd get on this altar and get a hold of God. Somebody said, oh, I can't get saved. I don't want to hear that. Hey. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out.
Yeah.
Yet you can be saved.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is believe in God. Repent and believe the gospel. Now, I know justice is going to be carried out to the unbelievers. I know justice is going to be carried out to the unconcerned. They're going to spend eternity in hell as well.
Amen.
That Bible said in Revelation 20:14-15, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you. It troubles me when I know people are lost and they're unconcerned.
Amen.
They show absolutely no concern for their soul. And I'm telling you, there's a whole host of people in the world today that are unconcerned about their soul.
Amen.
Like the young couple you talked about. Adamant. Headstrong. Unconcerned. Wanting their piece of the pie. Wanting their fling in the world. Wanting a little of the high life. It ain't high life. It's low life.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
And it ain't Bud Light. It's Bud Dumber.
Amen.
Cigarettes is not a thrill. They're cancer killers. And Hollywood's full of hell also.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then I'm closing with this. The unfaithful will lose their rewards. 1 Corinthians and chapter number 3. For other foundation can no man lay than this, than is laid, which is Christ Jesus. If any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If a man's work abide, which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he shall be saved, yet so is by fire. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can jackleg around and try to make it through by the skin of your teeth. And when you get to heaven, you're going to see, you're going to be left like Kenny Calloway said, you're going to be left standing in the ashes, friend.
Amen.
God doesn't pass out rewards to unfaithful people.
Amen.
What are you building on tonight? Gold, silver, and precious stones, or wood, hay, and stubble. Every man's work shall be tried of what sort of work it is. Now I'm telling you, I wouldn't want to die and meet God being unfaithful in my Christian service. Hit and miss, in and out, hot and cold, up and down. I would want God to set me a fire for Him.
Yep.
I want these young people to get on fire for God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they can.
Amen.
God strike a fire under some of them, buddy. They can.
Amen.
I like to see God strike a fire under some of our young married couples.
Amen.
And He can.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, I can't carry the load by myself no more. It's beyond me.
Amen.
Time for some help.
Amen.
Even in the services, it's hard to carry the load.
Yeah.
I need help with preaching.
Yeah.
I need some folks that will get at it, amen, and say amen every now and then.
Yeah.
Throw the dog a bone. See how fast he attacks it.
Amen.
Some things I know. I know Jesus saves old sinners.
Amen.
I know the journey's been blessed. I know that justice will be carried out.
Amen.
Let's stand together.